Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Sing us a song, the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. For we're all in the mood for a melody. You got us feeling all right.
Well, that was the voice of our own George Hamilton raising the roof on Liberty Hall a couple of weeks ago at the second Captain's Live event. And you can hear just how well Billy Joel's Piano Man went down with the crowd. It got us thinking about the great piano anthems. So George is with me on the line this morning to take us through some of the best songs to play on the piano. Good morning, George.
Good morning to you, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. What a performance. How did that come about? Is that your party piece?
That is my party piece, yes. How it came about was I was asked by second captains to go on their show in Liberty Hall to just talk about sport in general and the book that I brought out at the end of last year. And on the morning of the gig, they rang me up and they said, "Have you got a party piece?" And I said, "Well, yes, but are you sure?" And they said, "Well, we have a house band and they'll play it if you can sing it. What would it be?" And I said, "I do Piano Man, Billy Joel's song." So anyway, the boys were told, the boys in the band, Kieran Quinn and his band from Sligo, and they were on their way to Dublin when they got the call. And Kieran said, "We might be doing Piano Man tomorrow, tonight." And he turned to his mate, Luke Devaney, who was in the car with him, and he said, "Have you got your harmonica with you?" Because there's a harmonica in Billy Joel's song at the start. And Luke said, "No, I haven't." And it would have taken them an hour to get back to Luke's studio to pick up the harmonica. So they stopped off in Kevin Flannery's shop in the record room in Sligo, bought themselves a harmonica in the key of C, and headed off to Dublin. And the pair of boys, Ken McDonald, the drummer, and James Benner, the bass player, they were absolutely superb. And when I heard them start, with Kieran on the piano and Luke on the harmonica, it just had to go well. And
listen, I had great FOMO when I saw the clip, because I thought it just looked like such a great night. Does it always go down that well, though, when you do it?
Well, it depends where I'm doing it. And it's mostly only done for domestic consumption. But yes, it does go down very well. I've become a bit of a wedding singer from time to time. That kind of takes care of the bit between the string quartet and the disco.
Is it a particularly Irish thing, do you think, that session at a party, the sing-song, you know, at the end of the event, at the end of a wedding?
Well, it is, but it is very, we know that the Irish love to sing and they love to get involved in that way and enjoy themselves to the best of their ability. But I think, you know, when the piano starts up anywhere, it does get people going. I mean, I remember an evening in Madrid when we'd just done a Champions League match and we were in the bar and it's like an international club of commentators there. Everybody else has gone to bed because the match is late, we're late, and we're the last in the bar. And there was a guy at the grand piano in the bar in the hotel in Madrid, Jan Agafjortoft, the Norwegian international footballer, playing lovely, lovely classical music. And he was there, and they were all just enjoying the music and sitting, listening, and sipping up their cocktails or their nightcaps. And Peter Collins, my colleague, was with me, and he had a word in Jan Aga's ear. And Jan Aga said, "That's my last one. I'm handing you over to Peter Collins." And Peter Collins stood up and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I give you..." And it was me. And the sing-song started in Madrid after the Champions League game. And it was Peter Collins was like my stage manager. But the crowd all joined in, and it was absolutely terrific. An international sing-song of all the best piano tunes.
Well, we are learning now that you are the man to have at a party. And maybe you might play this one, which we're going to hear now. This is Hey Jude, always a hit at parties.
Hey,
have a listen.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
George, hey, I'd say it's the case that a lot of those Beatles classics, that they work really well on the piano at a party, right?
Oh, they do, and everybody knows them, even though they're 50 years old now. A great story behind that, Hey Jude, it actually began as Hey Jules, because it was Paul McCartney sympathising with John Lennon's son, Julian, when his dad had gone off with Yoko Ono and left his mum. And Hey Jules became Hey Jude, and of course a massive hit, and there's a big piano in it, and everybody gets around the piano and joins in with the na-na-na-na-na-na-na, you know, probably murder it as they do so. But the Beatles songs are really, really good.
I want to play a bit of Elton John now, and this is one I know that you like to play. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
And I guess
perfect tempo for the party song, George.
I was just going to say that, Claire, as it was playing there, because if it's too fast, it's too difficult to join in. But that is the kind of perfect time signature for those around the piano to sway along as the pianist is playing and the music goes on. That's one of my favourites, as you say. It's a great song, that Elton John's Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues. And of course, he's also got the Candle in the Wind, you know, they... You know that one.
I
Candle
do.
Candle in the Wind that has been played so many times. And that's a good one, too, to sing along to. But it begins, of course, Goodbye, Norma Jean. But there's another great sing-along song of Elton John's, which is Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I promised our listeners that you're sitting at the piano. We can hear that there, that you are. Do you want to just bash out another one there for us?
Well, I suppose that I could give you the Billy Joel. You know that one?
I do.
Oh, no change. You could try and please me. You never let me down before.
I feel like organising a George Hamilton party, to be quite honest with you.
Listen,
you have a bit of a back catalogue as well, I know. You like going into the archives. This one we're going to listen to now, Go Now by the Moody Blues. George, a childhood favourite, was it?
Absolutely. Came out in 1964 when I was in the middle of going through the grades of the piano. And that was kind of my escape there, playing pop tunes after my half hour's daily practice that my parents insisted I do. And I was in the front room playing away there. And that was one because, as you heard, plenty of piano in it. It was a great one to bash out, great beat, and great words to sing along to. And I was playing away there in the front room this afternoon. And when I got to the end of it, I heard what sounded like a ripple of applause, and I looked out the window, and there were all my chums. They'd been outside listening to things. I was completely lost in the Moody Blues music.
Oh, lovely. And there's another of these that you like, you know, one of those ones that they just drum up nostalgia the minute you hear them. And this is Neil Sedaka's Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah.
If I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just
so again, George, that's still really popular. So what is the secret mix for the best party piano pieces?
Well, I think we discussed the tempo there. It doesn't have to be too fast. And it's something that the words are pretty straightforward, and they don't take you somewhere that it's difficult to remember what the lyrics actually are. It's just something that everybody can get into. It's a decent melody, good words, and a not too fast tempo. And the piano, being a percussion instrument, really, because you could bash it out, the tune out as loud as you want it to be, is just the perfect accompaniment to it. So I think, you know, we've gone through several there. That Happy Birthday, Sweet 16 is maybe a bit more up-tempo, but I thought you picked a perfect verse from it, because it's the one that gets everybody smiling. You know, you've turned into Before My Very Eyes. And if I might just indulge myself, yesterday was my granddaughter Freya's birthday. She's 3. And Arthur, her brother, will be 7 in 2 days' time. So it's all appropriate.
Freya and Arthur, happy birthday, and get Grandad to play and to sing for you, because you have actually two of the most important ingredients. You can remember the words and you can remember the music, because there's nothing worse than someone getting up to sing and play at a party and then they forget after the first verse what they're at.
Absolutely, I know. Well, it's years of practice, Claire, I'd have to say, and it gives such great pleasure. And when it is just not yourself bashing it out for people on the other side of the glass, you know that there are people around the piano. It's a wonderful, source of pleasure.
George, you're a great sport. Thank you so much indeed, George Hamilton. We'll take a break.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.